Testing 1, 2, 3. So my next door neighbors, I live at the beach, and I don't know, you know, in California, the lot sizes are not that big when you're down near the water, and sometimes you're right up against the next house. And this has always been a thing Jackie and I talk about. When you have a home studio, people, you know, audio comes right through the wall. When I say audio, sounds. Now, it's not coming through the wall, but all of a sudden, my next door neighbors, who used to live upstairs, they have a living space upstairs and downstairs sometimes. I don't know, people have it for a family room or something. All of a sudden, they're downstairs, you know. Yeah? You know what I mean? Okay. I'm not complaining. I mean, people are entitled to live in their home. All of a sudden, they're downstairs, and I'm hearing, you know, all kinds of blathering. And when you had it, like the other day, I was doing some pages for that audiobook for Adam. I couldn't, you know, I was sitting there going, would you please shut your mouths? Please shut up. Okay. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a bubblegum freak. It's sweet. You can chew it forever. It's always there. The good bubblegum, Hubba Bubba, stays flavorful for a long time. And yes, I know it's sugar. And yes, I know it has a certain caloric content, but damn, it's good. And I like the blue raspberry sour. It kicks ass. And like I was telling you guys, I'm really self-conscious about breath. So I'm always with a mint, gum, you name it. All right. I thought we'd do today is some kind of fill in some of the blank spaces with this. Oh, shit. With the Steve Dooley douchebag, you know. What are my legal rights thing? That we'd bring Frank Gray on.
Steve wants to know what his legal rights are, right, Steve?
Yeah, what are my rights and the rights that I have under the Constitution? All right, Dooley, listen. This is Frank Gray, and I'm...
Dooley's like, I'm looking like the biggest douchebag in recorded history. The other thing is, Bill Henry makes me look like the biggest douchebag that's ever been known. So like that's the biggest douchebag that's ever known. The world has ever known. I'm sure. Yeah, that's what I did to you, man. What the fuck are these tabs? I'm like keeping Facebook tabs open, man. Pages you may like, fuck off. All of you motherfuckers on Facebook, just fuck the hell off. Not you guys. I'm talking about the people that run Facebook with their pages you may like and their algorithms. Fuck you. More shit coming up in my fucking... Wait, I just saw my sister's page. Yes, I do like that. I saw my sister's page. God damn it. Just as I was cursing them out. There it is. Entrepreneur. I follow her. Yeah, and it's liked. Don't give me this shit. All right. Real good. The Atlantic monthly or weekly, whatever the fuck it's called, which used to be a fairly... You know, all of these publications that used to be reputable, they're all just run by morons now. Honest to Christ. I'm not saying that they're presenting a point of view I don't like. No, no. I'm saying they write like fucking idiots. Do you think that such and such and so and so could be? We've got our team of writers on it. Well, I don't know, man. We've only been talking about it for fucking 5-6 years. Do you think when people have a problem with this, both sides are equal reporting? In other words, this should be journalism. Here's journalism right now. Do you think it's raining? Yes. Do you think it's raining? No. Bill Smith here says it isn't raining. Bill Johnson says it is raining. Let's get some points of view on that. You know, they treat both sides like when obviously it's fucking raining out. And what the reporters today don't do this. They don't say, it's obviously raining out, as you can see, but candidate B thinks it's not raining. Why would you say it isn't raining? Because it's, I don't see it raining. No, do you? No, we don't see it's raining. Well, you think it's raining. Yes, I can see that it's raining. You report on what is, what you see. Who, what, when, where, and why. That used to be the who, what, when, where, and why were the five questions that you had to ask and answer. I don't know what it is. I'm not a journalist, but I think it was inside of the first two paragraphs. Who, Bill, what, doesn't think it's raining. Why, or who, what, when. Yesterday afternoon, where. In his backyard. Why? You ask him. Why don't you think it's raining? I don't see it. Because he doesn't see it. He doesn't see it raining. Now, this reporter felt the rain. Other people have objectively said they do see the rain. Bob Skinner here. You see the rain, right? Just about everybody sees the rain. He doesn't feel it's raining, and it is raining. And that's what reporting is. Good reporting. What do we do now? What do these motherfuckers do now? Is it raining? Who? Bill Johnson. What? Says it isn't raining. Where? In his backyard. Why? Because he believes that it isn't raining. Who, when, where, why? And this is it. They don't go any further than that. The guy that says it is raining? Well, we'll get to you in a minute. Now, over here, we have a guy who says it is raining. This is not reporting, and this is not good journalism, and it's getting worse, not better. It's getting fucking worse. Do you know, I'll never forget, back in the 70s, reporters, I remember one reporter lost his fucking life. He lost his life investigating the organized crime connections to local government in Arizona and having to do with land acquisition, land sales, taxes. Organized crime was circumventing all of these legal barriers and land grabbing. And this one lone reporter wouldn't let it go. Reported on it, did a series on it, wound up having his car bombed, and he died. And you guys can look it up. His name escapes me right now. Forgive me, sir. But what then transpired was all of the news agencies in America, not all of them, but many, many, many news agencies in America got a hold of his notes, got a hold of his contact information, got a hold of the people he'd been talking to, got a hold of everything about this story that they could track, and they continued the reporting. You're going to kill one of us? Fuck you. Try killing all of us. And they went ahead with the reporting. They went ahead with the story. They kept pushing in memory of this man and on behalf of him. I don't fucking see that shit anymore. I don't see any fucking reporters with any fucking balls at all. Okay, enough of this fall around. So Jay Sanders, you going to come on, Jay, and talk about what?
Well, Phil, you know, it's really interesting. What we do is we go out and basically we lay on the line, you know. We go out to the beaches, and one of the things that we do that the police can't do, and that is to take a look and see if people are decently clothed. You know, I'm not trying to be a prude. Let me tell you something. Jay Sanos, I've been around. I've had my laughs. You know, you ask anybody that knows me, I know how to have a good time. Okay? Okay, Phil?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but when I see a woman, or a guy, could be a guy too, laying there with a thong on, which shows the butt area. What's so funny?
Nothing. All right. Tomorrow, I got an audition, which I'm very happy to have. Oh, fuck. I have a monologue that I'm doing for Theater West. I didn't get out to the actor's workshop tonight because I just, you know what, man? And I'm going to be with... I backed up with too much stuff, but I'm going to be very proudly on Nikki Davis's podcast coming up. She does a pretty funny fucking podcast on called Sex, Drugs, and Skincare. I told her that I was afraid to go on there. She goes, we don't really talk about skincare. So I'm doing that on Wednesday evening. All right. Okay. Cool. Oh, let me see, man. I haven't talked to Jackie in 2 days, man. What's up with her? If she's alive or dead? She's in Germany. Testing 1 2 1 2. Testing 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3.
Jay Sanos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is Jay Sanos.
I'm Steve Dooley.
Yeah, Phil. Steve wants to clarify this. So,
well, we do have Frank Gray on the line.
Yeah, Frank Gray.
It's all right. It's all good, Frank Gray. What's going on here, man? Why are we not... okay, get it up to zero, bitch. Got to get the level up to zero, Phil. So we got... don't want that. So we got Bobby and Steve. Yeah, I'll use that. Then we have Frank Gray. Is he at a hockey game or something? Well, the hockey is over, so... it's not a busy restaurant. Is he Ted's? He's usually Ted's. Then we have Jay Sanos, who will be in the squad room. Yeah. All right, I'm good. If you are, you're not? Well,